Doctor Who, The Awakening, by Eric Pringle. Chapter 1. An unexpected aura. Somewhere, horses' hooves were drumming the ground. The woman's name was Jane Hampden, and that noise worried her. She was a schoolteacher, but just now her village school and its unwilling pupils were far from her thoughts. Her mind raced with problems and uncertainties, making her head ache. She felt that if she did not share them with someone soon, she would go mad. Jane was looking for Farmer Ben Wolsey, but she could not find him anywhere. That was another problem, because time was short, and there were horses coming. It was Jane's belief that the village of Little Hodcombe was being torn apart. She felt instinctively that those horses had something to do with it, like the recent bursts of violence and the cries and shouts which so frequently disturbed the peaceful countryside. She was sure, too, that the mysterious disappearance of her old friend Andrew Verney was connected in some way. And there was another thing which bothered her, which she found more difficult to put into words. In a quiet, remote place like Little Hodcombe, tucked away as it was deep in the lush Dorset hinterland, far away from cities or politics or any sort of world-shattering event, it was as normal as daylight that everybody should know pretty well everything about everybody else. You didn't mind your own business here so much as you minded other people's. Jane was no different from the rest in this respect, and yet suddenly she felt that she didn't know anything anymore. All at once, the place and its people seemed somehow strange, as if that normal everyday life of thatched houses and quiet corners and fields and streams which composed Little Hodcombe was slipping away and being replaced by a new name.